Jumping on the phone on Static this evening, it is awesome to be able to say g'day to Gabe Guernsey. How's things?
Yeah, really good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's nice to hear from you. You're driving somewhere very fast, so this is a high-speed radio interview, Gabe.
It's high speed, yeah. North of England going through the countryside, so you can picture that while we're chatting.
Is it weird not being addressed as Gabe from Factory Floor in 2018? Have you got used to that for this release yet? Because it's under your own name.
It is quite weird doing interviews solely about yourself, but I'm getting used to it, and I like it, you know. It's a good progression.
Gabe, how long ago did the idea of doing a solo album enter your head?
Not that long ago, really. It was the beginning of last year, so it was kind of a thing of the moment, and I just wanted to kind of crack on, and a lot of it I got done quite quickly.
Did you always think you would do a solo album under your own name, Gabe? Did you toy with any other identities?
I mean, there's some ideas floating about. Well, actually, there weren't any ideas. I couldn't come up with a name for it, really. It was quite difficult. I had the album title in mind, and then I kind of just ended up wanting to do it under my name, really, and kind of put that across to people, and might change identity in a couple of years, maybe at the next stage.
Well, you'd had some practice also of coping with reduced co-workers, because Factory Floor went from 3 to 2 a few years ago, so was it a logical progression again to just work on your own on an album?
Yeah, it's slowly getting smaller and smaller. There's going to be no members soon, and it'll just be a silent record.
It'll just be the computer turned on in the corner making its own record when you go out.
Doing its own thing, yeah, totally. That would be great, actually. That's not a bad idea for an album. But I think in a lot of ways, for me, it's kind of, if you've got the vision and the ideas working on your own, it's quite a quick process, you know, because very much used to working on my own and in remixes and stuff like that. In a lot of ways, I've been prepared for it, and it was time to go out on my own on it, I think.
Is this also an experiment, Gabe, in putting yourself out there in more than just name? Because nearly every song has your vocals, and a lot of them are these sleazy, sexy kind of club cuts, in no way nearly as detached or as icy a record as Factory Floor can be.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to kind of celebrate all the things that go on a night out, you know, which is obviously what the record ended up being about. And I wanted to bring in that human element in a track is really important, because obviously Factory Floor was stripped back. So for me, that's a key part of the tune.
You're almost like the narrator for the album.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's almost like putting that story across it. I kind of like the idea of anyone can put their ideas across through their voice as a key part of it as well. So I kind of approached it in that way. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm not a singer. But, using technology and stuff, I could kind of develop it a bit more into sounds and using it as another texture and instrument to complete the vibe of the record.
So much of the subject matter also is kind of hot under the collar kind of stuff, Gabe. This is your come-on record.
Yeah. I think the whole idea of the record is the altered mind state to just cross over things that are in reality and what people are either enjoying or not enjoying, or this idea that a night out isn't just about one mind state and it goes through this kind of journey. It's just as a record and the journey of an album. So it's all connected to that, really.
Gabe, it's not all throbbers on this album as well. Sweet Heat is this sort of avant jazz, dub noir sort of excursion with a skronking sax line by this New York saxophonist called Peter Gordon. So did you want to make sure you had a few breathers in there as well? That song sounds like it could have come from the soundtrack to Live and Die in L.A. or something like that.
Yeah, I wanted to get the idea that it was going across countries. You know, for me, that saxophone sound is New York, or it's an 80s sound. It's a kind of, it invokes kind of images of neon and sci-fi and all sorts of this kind of different worlds I was connected to. So I wanted a bit of that in there, and I think that suited the record. The way Peter Gordon plays, quite otherworldly in a lot of ways. It just completely fitted the record, you know. It's just definitely a nicer way of approaching a track. But I think, for me, Sweet Heat's one of my favourite tunes, for sure.
And also, apart from getting this guest saxophonist on the record, Gabe, it's nice to see you've got one of the young tykes helping you out on some vocals on this record too, because Matilda Morris does a lot of vocals, and she's the daughter of Stephen and Gillian from New Order. So there's some good DNA and good luck by having her on the album, surely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's absolutely made the record in that sense. And I think it was a key part of the process and kind of developing ideas further was Billy's input. And, you know, it just fitted so well. And we worked really well together. Our ideas were very similar in terms of our inspiration and a lot of kind of ideas referencing films and kind of movie soundtracks and stuff. And having that input in there and her taste in music and what she's inspired by just totally locks in.
So she's wise beyond her years, is she, Gabe? There's no generation gap. She's probably been taught a few decent things by her mum and dad over the years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, that's obviously a massive influence on me. And that, you know, the generation gap thing, there's a lot of inspiration from hip-hop that she listens to and, you know, maybe tracks that I wouldn't necessarily listen to, but that she brought in as inspiration and all of that kind of stuff. And I think it couldn't have been any better, really.
The other person that would have definitely had some input is your label boss, because Errol Alkin has released this album on his label, Fantasy Sound. And that man is a goldmine, so yeah. It must have been fun bouncing all this stuff off him as well.
Absolutely. I've been really lucky. You know, I couldn't have worked with the better people on the record. You know, Peter Gordon, Tilly, Errol. Errol was kind of, he was just inspiring. He's such an inspiring person to work with. His motivation, his drive and his love for music, you know, totally comes across in the mixing. And he just completely got the what I was trying to do with the record. And to have that on there, he's, you know, he's mixed it in the way it should have been mixed. And it's kind of the icing on the cake, really.
Were there some late-night conversations about different references for this record between the pair of you? I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear you and Errol Alkin talking about the ingredients of an album, Gabe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a lot of those kind of chats. There's a lot going through. I mean, it's an amazing process because we were on the phone a lot of the time throughout the record, and obviously I was visiting London and we were in the studio mixing on some of it, and you know, he'd send me tunes that I'd never heard, and I'd speak to him about production techniques that I loved, and it's just how it should be. It should be fun and a joy to do, and working with Errol was exactly that.
I also like to think that he probably kicked your ass a bit and made you make a very pop record, which it's, after all these years, it's so great to hear you make a record like this, Gabe.
Yeah, and that's great to hear. I think I wanted to approach it in that way, kind of this almost a twisted pop record. But, you know, I want to kind of develop that further. And I think he totally got it. You know, Errol loves pop music. You know, he's worked with a lot of pop artists and he's not shy of that, crossing over into different genres. And I think, you know, he couldn't have been a better co-producer and mixer on it and advisor, you know, and a mentor in a lot of ways. So, but he's definitely kind of steered it in the way it should have gone, you know, but taking my ideas initially. But
I think it just worked. It couldn't have been a better team on the album, really.
It's also amazing to think that 30 years ago, records by bands like New Order were troubling the charts. Like, if this album came out that long ago, you might have had some serious hit singles on your hands, Gabe.
I know. It's a shame that we need to do some time travelling. But yeah, no, that's nice of you to say. I think I wanted to kind of approach it with that pop sensibility, you know, in that kind of, it's more, to me, it's more accessible than stuff I've done in the past. I really wanted to get that in there. It's stuff I love listening to anyway, you know. It's kind of having those vocal hooks, that connection with the human element from the vocal is like so key. Having that interaction is what people connect with, so I definitely wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, well, it's so good to have the record out, Gabe. I hope you can do some touring behind it. For now, we might have a listen to You Can off of the physical album. We'll let you do some more fast driving through those country lanes.
Absolutely.
This is You Can from Gabe Guernsey on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much. Well, see you, baby.